Iraqi weather forecast says it's going to be partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some showers today at a high around 74. The proposed 2017 budget from Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is proposing a levy increase for the first time in 7 years to help pay down debt. There's also more corrections officers for the jail to reduce overtime, phase creation of a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park, no mention, though, of involvement with the city on an event center downtown. Delagrave noting job creation efforts have included targeting young adults through educational fulfillment.
Increasing the number of individuals with a degree or certificate means not only improved employment opportunities for the individual, but additional income and positive contributions for the county. To that end, we are hiring a GED outreach coordinator. We've also hired an employer engagement program manager who will coordinate the direct involvement of employers in Racine Unified School District's new high school model, Academies of Racine.
Past responsible budgeting has the county in very good financial position, so Delagrave proposes a $900,000 increase to the levy to pay down long-term debt.
But I also believe that we need to take care of our financial responsibilities today and make sure we do not leave a burden for the future generation. Anything less is short-sighted. In 2017, we are bonding $6.85 million. That's quite a large sum. It's more than $2 million from last year.
The public hearing on the spending plan is October 20th, the vote of the Racine County Board, set for November 1st. In Kenosha County, Jim Cruiser's budget for 2017, well, that includes moving the medical examiner's office and the emergency operations center to some vacant space in the recent addition to the public safety building.
This budget supports law enforcement with additional personnel on the road and in the county jail. Sheriff Dave Beth and I agree that we need to make investments in public safety to ensure the long-term well-being of our county.
Cruiser said the budget is within the county board's advisory tax rate guideline and will add about a penny a day to the tax bill of a home assessed at about $100,000. Adoption of the Kenosha County budget expected in November. Business magazine Forbes putting out the list of the wealthiest Americans, and three Wisconsinites rank in the top 150. John Menard Jr., who owns, of course, the home improvement stores, an estimated worth of $9.4 billion, placing him 46th. Herbert Kohler Jr., worth $8.6 billion, putting the plumbing mogul 52nd on the list. Diane Hendricks checking in at number 150, making her fortune in the roofing industry, an estimated worth of $3.8 billion. Just beyond the top 150, five members of Racine's Johnson family, each worth $3.7 billion, according to Forbes. A month after a national survey found healthcare issues huge in next month's presidential election, looks like very little has changed, according to Dr. John Wald with the Mayo Clinic, who says their national health checkup results, they seem to be holding.
We found that three quarters of Americans are going to make a determination on their presidential candidate based on health concerns. And those concerns are access to health care, access to high-quality health care specifically.
Dr. Wald adding the survey did not compare the candidates on health care issues, but it did find cancer still America's number one health concern, even though there's been great progress in treating it. The possibility of Racine County participating in the funding of an event center on the lakefront in downtown Racine to perhaps attract a Milwaukee Bucks D-League team and a minor league hockey team, still an undecided issue. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave not making any reference to it in his budget speech last night, but it did come up in public comments at the county board meeting. Fiona Murphy wondered, how come nothing has happened? Telling supervisors, stop being passive with something on which the Bucks are obviously looking to move fairly quickly on.
With the state of our county and businesses like Sealed Air, whose employees will now be sending their Christmas cards from North Carolina, not Racine, Wisconsin, we need to not only attract people here, we need to keep a lot of the companies that we have here. We really would ask now that you make a decision on this so that we can move forward.
County Board Chairman Rusty Clark took note that they continue a due diligence approach and that an executive committee meeting will be scheduled soon with the author of the feasibility study. Tuition would stay frozen on the UW system in the next school year, but maybe with a small increase for in-state students beginning in 2018. Proposal goes before the Board of Regents on Friday. Tuition's been frozen since 2013, Governor Walker saying it is helping to keep college affordable. Business magazine Forbes putting out its list of the wealthiest Americans, and three Wisconsinites are in the top 150. John Menard Jr., owner of the home improvement stores, an estimated worth of $9.4 billion. He's number 46 on the list. Herbert Kohler Jr., worth $8.6 billion, putting the plumbing mogul 52nd on the list. Diane Hendricks checks in at number 150. She made her fortune in the roofing industry, an estimated worth of $3.8 billion. Just beyond the top 150, five members of the Johnson family in Racine, each worth $3.7 billion. Wearing a fitness tracker, well, that may help you keep tabs on things like how many steps you take, but Michael Descano says there's some new information suggesting those devices probably won't improve your health all that much.
Scientists at Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore tested the Fitbit Zip tracker in a group of 800 adults. One group got information about exercise, but no tracker. A second group got the Fitbit Zip. Some made money for logging lots of steps. After 6 months, people with the Fitbit who got cash showed the biggest boost in physical activity. But the higher activity didn't produce any improvements in weight or blood pressure. The report says trackers can encourage people to take more steps, but what is needed amounts to brisk walking or more rigorous exercise. I'm Michael Toscano.
A $100,000 donation from the Racine Founders Rotary Club toward a permanent outdoor performance structure at Festival Park got support from the Common Council last night. The requested name change to Paul P. Harris Park to go with it after the Racine native and founder of Rotary, that'll be looked at by the Park and Rec Board. Alderman Jason Meekma understood due diligence, but he said the city really needs to engage the community when approached like this.
When we delay things and when we put things off and when we step things aside and when we push things back, it sets a bad precedent that leaves other groups that may want to reach out and engage us in this way in the future, causing them to hesitate, causing them to hold back, and may prevent us from having opportunities like this in the future because we delay and we set things aside and we push things off.
Alderman Mike Shields said the donation certainly welcome, but the finer points need to be reviewed.
If it sees more than $150,000, do we give them their money back? Those kind of things should be spelled out so there won't be no misunderstanding if this project costs more. Sure, we'd like to see a stage down there. Yes, it would cut the cost for some vendors to have a stage down there. But a lot of people have put a lot of emphasis on that park down there, and I think we should take our time, listen to what the public says.
Alderman Ray DeHaan indicated that outstanding questions, they can still be asked along the way, but the donation would help to put new life back into the lakefront site.
For how many years that park has been underutilized? And the big thing was, is that bandstand. If you want to bring music down there, $7,000 right off the top. And if you're expending big dollars to bring bands in there, you can't do it and justify the expenditure. I oppose going to committee hole. I think we ought to just move forward on this and let's get it done.
Sending the issue to committee of the whole got rejected 10-3. Alderman Shields then abstained on the vote to support the finance committee's recommended acceptance. City would provide $50,000 in capital spending toward the project. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing unveiling a new stylish, high-intensity patio heater designed to provide outdoor comfort heating for dining, entertainment, and work areas. Unlike traditional outdoor heaters that direct energy toward the air, a news release says the Modine OHP series patio heater uses energy-efficient infrared technology to instantly provide warmth to surrounding areas. Kimberly Redunce, the marketing communications manager for Modine, says the wait time with traditional heaters, in her words, completely eliminated with their new product. Calls it a perfect solution to extend the outdoor season for restaurants, shopping areas, a business, or somebody's home. A hearing has been scheduled October 12th in federal court to consider a motion for suspending Wisconsin's voter ID law. U.S. District Court Judge James Peterson to consider the motion that was filed late Tuesday by the liberal advocacy group One Wisconsin Institute. They argue the state has not complied with the judge's earlier ruling to ensure that voters missing key documents needing to obtain a voter ID can still get credentials to cast a ballot. At what point do questions from the police department become questioning by the police department? It's an issue the Wisconsin Supreme Court will be hearing in a case out of Kenosha. The High Court trying to decide if police need to read someone their rights before asking for just a simple statement. Case stems from an arrest back in 2011. Efforts to get either reduced or no fees charged for Racine County youth football fell on deaf ears at the Racine Council meeting, which supported the Finance Committee's receive and file recommendation. Alderman Mike Shields felt the higher fees for this year were, in his words, an element of surprise that should have been taken into account.
I think we should rescind this to at least let them pay what they did in 2015 and then raise the fee. I mean, because we have to raise fees, we have to raise fees, but the element of surprise, no one knows that their fees are going to be raised, and all of a sudden you get a big fee jump. and that's what I heard in the meeting, then, you know, it is a shocking situation.
Park and Recreation Director Tom Molbeck explained that the youth football program actually got a financial break at $40 for 3 hours in the past, and this year it went to $50 a game.
You think about our own programs that we run, that are in our department, that we provide. Give an example, it's $40 for someone to play basketball in our program. In our program that we run, they get 10 games. Do the math. It's $4 a game. So we're letting an outside organization come in and use our facility that we have no idea if they're resident or non-resident for $3.33, $50 per game, and they get all this for 6 weeks.
The council vote, 12-1, to receive and file the issue. Alderman Sandy Widener, the lone dissenter. And a number of the airlines are now waiving change fees due to Hurricane Matthew. American, Delta, United, JetBlue, all allowing people to change flights to certain U.S. destinations without having to pay that fee. Matthew continues churning in the Caribbean. The election now just over a month away, and the candidates in the 66th Assembly District talked about issues for an hour on WRJN's Community Conversations, including the ongoing heroin epidemic. Libertarian George Meyer said that people need to be responsible for their lives.
The more irresponsible you are, the worse you're going to do, and the more you turn over to government to deal with it instead of yourself, the worse society's going to get. We've just seen it in too many examples throughout history, as a matter of fact, not just in current time.
Democratic incumbent Corey Mason said the government needs to be smarter in dealing with this important issue.
And I think if you look at other societies who also look at it as a public health crisis and give people services to get themselves off of those drugs and the negative effects that they may have on themselves and the rest of society, that you have far greater success.
The two also talking about voter ID, transportation issues, and government in general. Johnson & Johnson warning doctors and patients about a cybersecurity problem that could impact medical devices. Company says sophisticated hackers may be able to pirate the unencrypted radio signal that's used by the one-touch ping insulin pump and then use it to overdose patients. Users can take steps to try to protect themselves, including turning off the wireless remote, programming a maximum possible dose of insulin, or turning on a feature that alerts a patient that a dose is about to be administered. Racine Mayor John Dickert at the start of last night's council meeting presented Melissa Warner with a second Unsung Hero Award for her many years of working with the environment and park groups trying to educate and remove the invasive species from local parks and waterways.
She has helped organize the Southeastern Wisconsin Invasive Species Consortium and is also maintains the city's experimental stormwater systems on 6th and College, the planters that you see there. Melissa earned the SUIX Award for Sweat Equity.
The involvement of the entire community, you know, I may be getting this award, but really the entire community has come together in so many different ways to make it happen because we all care about the city, we care about the parks, and we want to make them the very best they can be.
The Unsung Hero Award, recognizing extraordinary volunteer or nonprofit efforts to improve the quality of life for the citizens of Racine. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.